Yes, ma'am. Next case, please.
Case number 10,669, Dorothy and Jonathan Casto, south of Old Furnace Road, half mile southeast of Road 524, being Lot 6. A special use exception for a daycare facility.
Names and addresses?
Jonathan Casto, 23861, Jordan Road, Fidelio, 1907.
Dorothy Casto, 23861.
Okay. And is the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My wife currently operates an in-home daycare. She is certified right now, level one, through Department of Child Care licensing. She is applying for level two, which is for more than six children, and she currently has approval through planning and zoning for up to six kids. So we would like to ask for permission to have more than six kids so she can get her level two certification. The home is fairly large. It's about 3,400 square feet. We do sit on 14 acres of property, so we don't have neighbors that are close by. We also sit off the road about 600 feet, so we are not near, a major road, that would traffic would cause a problem for children.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking for permission to have more than six kids.
Okay. What is your hours of operation going to be?
7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That Monday through Friday?
Yes, sir.
No Saturday.
No Saturday, no shift.
Okay. And the age of those children?
From birth to age 12.
She is also limited to the number of kids she can have in different age categories.
Uh-huh.
So if she was granted for up to 11 kids, which is what level two is, she couldn't have 11 kids that are infants. So it does depend on their ages as well.
Right, there's ratios of what you can and cannot have.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody can have their needs met. And that's why we're applying for this level, so that I may have more children in my facility, because I am a certified school teacher.
Okay.
It's probably a good thing not to have that many infants, huh?
No, I don't think you could deal with that many.
No, and also this gives me a chance to hire more help if I do need it to.
Is this take place in your home, or do you have a separate building?
In the home, yes.
We do have a room that is devoted to the preschool daycare center that is used only for that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been operating at this location?
I was licensed in April 20th.
But that's for the six, the level
yes,
one?
Yes, the level one. My certification right now is level one.
She was approved last summer for the up to six kids through planning and zoning. But it's a long process to get certified, so it didn't take place until April.
Yes.
So you'd be having 11 kids? That's what
I would like to get zoned up to 11, but we were looking more at maybe 8 or 9.
8 or 9?
8 or 9. If 11, I'd have to probably hire another hand in there.
Okay.
And if she was having 8 or 9 kids, it would probably be of preschool age.
Preschool?
Yeah.
Not babies.
And we do also have two children of our own, which count in that number.
Oh, they're factored in.
Okay. Yes, they do.
Okay. And with this 8 or 9, or that's said to be addition?
It would be part of that.
Part of that.
Yeah. So right now we're zoned for 6, but two of them are taken out for our own children.
Okay.
Even though one child will not be there, he'll be at a school separate from our house.
Oh, right.
Is this location of your property, is it actually on German Road, or is it on Old Furnace?
German.
On German Road. Okay,
German
it's a little confusing the way the application was, but it's on German Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I
Chairman, considering it's a rural area and we're talking about better than 13 acres, I don't see where it would, the request would have a substantially adverse effect on the uses of adjacent neighboring property. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,669.
Excuse me. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,669. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Case